This is Zoe Irvin for Make Poverty History Radio, and I'm here now with Alice Ukoko. Tell me about where you're from, where you're based, what you're doing.
I am a human rights defender. I've been working for Africa through my work in Nigeria for the last 14 years. I'm actually here this time to be part of what is the world is doing, the response of the world to the poverty situation in Africa. I am here to actually see for myself the response of the world to the troubles of Africa and Africans.
And how do you find it?
It's overwhelming. I am actually overwhelmed by the response, and I'm really grateful. I'm grateful to the people of the world for at last listening to the troubles of Africa. And I'm sure that if Africans should have the electricity now to see what is happening here in Scotland, on their behalf, they will have hope.
Tell me more about the work that you're doing.
What we do is, first of all, we're very concerned about giving voice to the voiceless people of Africa, and in particular, the women and children. So because of that, I lobby governments. I've traveled around the world to talk to governments. I've spoken to people over the radio to listen to the difficulties of Africans. And Africans, I mean the African people. Majority of the governments of Africa are somehow disconnected from the world, from the people that they actually represent. And this meant that when the world listened to Africa, the voices that have been heard of Africa over a very long period of time has been the voices of African government that does not in fact represent the difficulties of the people of Africa. And this whole Make Poverty History and the G8, whichever way we see it, or Commission for Africa, really is a huge achievement and huge excitement for me, because at last the world is focusing on Africa, and this time not on African governments but on the people themselves.
Do you work alone or are you part of an organization?
We are part of other organizations. Women of Nigeria International is actually organizing. We are at the forefront of the organization of the Conference for Africa, which is holding in Edinburgh parallel to the G8 on Wednesday, but we are also working with interreligious, international Federation for World Peace, and also Women International League for Peace and Freedom. And this is a Women of Peace Women organization that have been going for 90 years. So it's not